the bread. Let's give these great mighty ministers here a strong black hand. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the world. I bear witness that regardless to land or label or language, there is but one God.
That's right.
And I bear witness to Osiris, to Isis, to Horus, to Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus, and Muhammad, and all of the great worthies who came in the great line of divine. I greet you, my beloved and beautiful black brothers and sisters, with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I am very happy and very honored to have this opportunity to be with you here in New York City at Mosque Number 7.
Yes.
Some of us are just returning from Atlanta, Georgia, as they say.
Yes.
Not Atlanta, Georgia, but Atlanta, Georgia.
Go ahead.
And there in Atlanta, Georgia. In the Omni. How many of you know Dominique?
Yes. Oh, yes.
You see Dominique come down the court and slam dunk backwards and almost turn a flip and slam dunk. We were in the Omni where Dominique does his magic. In Atlanta, Georgia, the capacity is 17,000 just last night. But we crammed and jammed them and stacked them and packed them like sardines in a can. And over 19,000 packed into the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia to hear the truth coming from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's man, God's man in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes,
and they almost tore the roof off of the Omni. The Omni has never been like that.
Right.
Elvis Presley never rocked the Omni like that. None of the boys that they had to come in the Omni rocked it the way the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan rocked it last night. When he asked how many of you would like to join with me, join in this great work for the general resurrection and rise of the black man and black woman.
Yes.
Black people, 19,000 strong, leap to their feet.
Oh, yes.
When he asked them to take the Shahada and that they believe in the one God and that they believe in Abraham and Moses and Jesus and Muhammad, 19,000 it looked like. Maybe there was somebody who didn't stand up. Maybe there was somebody who didn't raise their hand. Maybe 9 or 10 or so. But you couldn't see them in 19,000, a sea of black people in unity and in agreement with the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. So I'm really just on fire today. I feel like I just came from a Holy Ghost revival. Like I've been bathed and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Oh, don't make no mistake here. We believe in the Holy Spirit here. Don't make no mistake here. We believe in God.
Yeah.
We believe that God is black.
Yeah.
We believe that Jesus is black.
Yeah.
We believe that Jesus is the black revolutionary Messiah, a black man from among us. Born in Georgia. We believe that Jesus' mother is black. Mary was black. We believe that his earthly father, who he was given to for but a short while, Joseph, we believe that Joseph was a black man. We believe that the angels are black. We believe that the Holy Ghost is black. We believe all of them black. Otherwise, we'll never get out of this condition. He said, I can't go along with that. What would you look like as black as you are with a white Holy Spirit in you? Ain't nothing white ever moved you to nothing good. Ain't nothing white gonna ever move you to nothing good. If a man won't treat you right, what makes you think he will teach you right? So we have been robbed completely of a knowledge of self And we have been given this book called the Holy Bible.
Go ahead, brother.
We didn't receive this book from the hands of Abraham called the Friend of God. We didn't receive this book from the hand of Moses. Jesus didn't bring us this book. We received this book from the hands of the white man. He gave us this book. He wouldn't allow us to read it for over 300 years. He didn't want us to read this book because he knew that the book condemned him. He had robbed us of our name, our language, our religion, our culture, our God, our folkways, our mores, our norms, and robbed us of the very power of our own being. After having robbed us, he didn't want us to be able to read and write English, because when we came here, we didn't read English. When we came here, we didn't write English. And so the white man, a smart, crooked deceiver, he had to give us a God up in the sky and a devil under the ground. And he wouldn't allow us to read because the book says in Exodus, the 21st chapter and the 16th verse, he that stealeth a man and selleth that man, if he be caught with that man in his hands, he shall surely be put to death. He didn't want us to read the book because the book says, he that lives by the sword shall die or perish by the sword. He didn't want us to read the book because the book teaches us, as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto you. So he didn't want us to read this book. He didn't want us to read the book. Because it says that you have delighted in taking our blood, you will be given your own blood, drink like water. So he didn't want us to read this book. He didn't want us to read this book, so he taught us about a God too high and a devil too low. He taught us about a devil under the ground, some fellow with some red pantyhose and a pitchfork that would stick you and jump you under the ground and would burn you in an eternal flame of fire or a barbecue pit, and you would never burn up. So we were looking for a devil under the ground. We were looking for a devil under the ground, but looking up in the sky for God to come out of the sky. Jesus had already corrected that, but since we couldn't read, we didn't know Jesus had corrected. Jesus said, stop looking for heaven up in the sky. Jesus said, the kingdom is within you. Where's the kingdom? Where is it? You can be stronger than that. Ain't no white folks in here. Where's the kingdom? The kingdom is within you. So if the kingdom is within you, then common sense would tell a fool that the king must be on his throne of glory inside of you in the kingdom.
That's right.
The spirit of God is in us. The spirit of holiness is upon us.
That's right.
But we have been born in sin and shaped in iniquity.
Right.
Born in the sin of the white man's world and shaped after the wicked way of the white man's world.
That's right.
And so we are born in sin and shaped after the iniquity of the white man.
That's right.
And so he gives us the book, but he doesn't give us the understanding of the book.
Right.
And our preachers graduate from the theological cemeteries. I mean, seminaries. And when they graduate from these theological cemeteries, where the true knowledge of God is buried in the seminary, the true knowledge of Jesus is buried in the seminary. And so the preacher comes up from the cemetery and teaches us a pie in the sky doctrine.
That
we can't get nothing until after we die. And he and the white man have everything right here on this earth while they live. So this book, we have to be careful with it. This book helped to enslave us, but this book can liberate us. This book, the Bible, is a roadmap to our liberation and salvation if properly understood. This book, the Bible, is a key to unlock the mind and heart of the black man and black woman. But we need someone to take us in the book. We need some to give us a proper understanding of the book. Because if we don't get a proper understanding, then this book will continue to be the graveyard of the black man and black woman. And we will never come up until we come up with supreme wisdom from the pages of this book and understand that we are walking in this book, on the pages of this book, fulfilling scripture every day, every minute, every second. We are walking on the pages of the Bible. Right now, scripture is being fulfilled before your very eyes, right in Harlem, right in the Bronx, right in Brooklyn, all over New York and all over America and the world. This book, the headlines of the world, can be read straight from this book, the Holy Bible. But you must have guidance. There must be someone to teach me. There must be someone to teach these ministers. There must be someone to teach you. Otherwise, this book will continue to help tighten the chains that are on our brains. Since the white man has released them from our wrists and ankles, he must have chains now on the brain.
That's right.
And many of our people are locked up in the churches. And the church has become an ice house that has frozen the minds and the brains of our people. And many of the preachers have become ice makers. Yes, they are progressive pastors, progressive preachers. Yes, there are those who are actually feeding the flock and who will go out front, as Jesus said, as a good shepherd would do, to protect the flock. But there are those who are also helping the white man to eat the flock. And they are fleecing the flock. And so the scripture says, woe be unto the pastor who have destroyed and scattered my sheep. So today, as we finish part two of Babylon America, 666, the mark of the beast from the book of Revelation. Most preachers don't want to go in the book of Revelation. They don't understand Revelation. Even though Revelation means at the root of it to reveal. For some reason, it just hasn't been revealed to Reverend Pochop yet. He just hasn't gotten to the root meaning of the book. Last Sunday, we talked about Mystery Babylon. The Bible in Revelation speaks of a mystery Babylon who would be considered the mother of whores and harlots, and all of the nations of the earth would have drunk from the wine of the fornication of her nation. And it says that her ships would sail the high sea, and all of the nations would have intercourse with her. Intercourse with her, and they would fornicate with her, and they would all be bound with disease. And it says not only would this nation be a rich and a mighty and a great and a powerful nation called Mystery Babylon, but it would also have in the midst of it some slaves that didn't belong to Babylon. And these slaves would come into Babylon, and they would have their original name. When they would come in, their names would be Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, and Daniel. They would have original names in their original language, in their original mother tongue, from their motherland. But their names would be changed from Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, and Daniel, and they would be given the names of their slave masters, and they would wear slave names, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And even Daniel's name would be changed, and they would give him the name Belshazzar. I'm telling you that this is a mystery Babylon and a mystery, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says, a mystery is something that has not been unraveled, has not been uncovered, has not been discovered yet. And so someone must uncover the mystery. Someone must unravel the mystery for us today. All praise to Allah. I contend that when you came here to the hells of North America, you didn't come Harry McGillicuddy. You didn't come Lucindy Brown. You didn't come Johnny Mayhem Burger. You didn't come Mr. Upstreet, Mr. Rivers by the Steel Waters and Muddy Waters and all of these names and Orangeburg and Greenleaf and Swartz and Scapinelli and Dangerfield. You didn't come here, Mr. Workman. Some of you haven't worked in 3 years running around New York. Come on, I'm Mr. Workman. I'm Miss Workman. You didn't come here, Mr. Branch. You're not a tree. I'm Mr. Van Buren. You're not a truck. What kind of man are you? Where did you get these names from. You are Shadrach. You are Meshach. And you are Abednego that the Bible is talking about. Oh, I'm talking about you. Here, black man and black woman. You came to America. You didn't come on the Nina. You didn't come on the Pinta. And you didn't come on the Santa Maria. You didn't land at Plymouth Rock. Hell, you got hit in the head with the rock. You didn't land at Plymouth Rock. But I know when Thanksgiving roll around, you, Lord, Lord, child, it's Thanksgiving. You eat more pumpkin pie and drink more red soda water and eat more hog ribs than the white folks talking about his Thanksgiving. Every day should be Thanksgiving for the black man and black woman. Every day, because we have come this far by faith. And it has been God Almighty who has brought us this far by faith. They fed into a computer a long time ago, and they said what they had taken the black woman through and the black man through, that we should have all been dead a long, 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 long time ago. And so we are thankful to God Almighty for bringing us thus far, for him giving us his mercy, and for him not allowing our enemy to wipe us out under his genocide plot to wipe our entire nation of people out. So we are thankful to Almighty God, the black man and the black woman. We are the most thankful people in the world.
Yes, sir.
We are the most spiritual people in the world.
Yes, sir.
We are the most God-loving and God-fearing people in the world. That's you, black man, and that's you, black woman. And so the white man, after robbing us and giving us these names, slave names of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, we understand that our names were changed. When you came to America, you had beautiful names. When you came to America, your name was Karima. When you came to America, your name was Kareem. When you came to America, your name was Ife, Abubakari, and Johnny Koo. Isn't that beautiful? Ife, Abubakari, and Johnny Koo. Ain't that better than Willie? When you came here, you were Omar Kujichagulia. When you came here, you were Chanima, Huramia.
Yes.
These were the beautiful names that you wore when you came over on the slave ship.
That's right.
But the white man robbed us of that knowledge.
Yes.
Robbed us completely of a knowledge of self. Some of you saw roots.
Yes.
Come on. Didn't you see roots?
Yes.
We didn't come here Toby.
Right.
Came Kunta Kinte.
That's right.
Still baffles me why Alex Haley didn't take the name Kinte.
That's right.
How he could still run around Alex.
That's
that
right.
Baffles me.
That's right.
I'd rather be Kunta Kinte any day than to be Al or Alex.
Right.
Especially since I know that that's my root name.
That's, right.
That's my name all the way back to Alex.
Yes.
But we were robbed of our name. And so we are here in this mystery Babylon, this modern Babylon, and we covered last week that Babylon is baby London, the baby lion, Babylon, and that this is the baby, these 13 colonies, just bringing you up to date, these 13 colonies that were set up on the eastern seaboard, these 13 colonies represent the baby of of London, the capital there. That's why it's New York, because the old York is there. New Jersey, because the old Jersey is there. New Hampshire, because the old Hampshire is there. All right? New Brunswick, because the old Brunswick is there. New Amsterdam, because the old damn Amsterdam was over there. And so they had to change. This is the new one. This is the baby London. This is the baby London. This is Babylon.
Yeah, that's
America is the Babylon of the book of Revelation.
That's
Revelation 13 and 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or his number would be 666.
Yes.
And everywhere the white man goes, the number 6 marks him.
Right.
Everywhere he goes, the number 6 marks him. He can't get away from it.
Come on.
It was approximately 6,000 years ago that the white man came into existence.
Right.
How long ago?
6,000 years
ago that the white man came into existence. You say, well, I don't know about that. Well, we know you don't know about that.
Right.
And since you admit you don't know about that, ain't no sense in you coming here arguing about what you don't know. You don't even know your own birthday, let alone knowing the white man's birthday. All right? As long as we got that understanding, we won't even have any argument. The Bible says, 6 days shall thy rule and labor, O man, but on the seventh day you will be put to rest. Exodus the 20th chapter says, your manservant will not work for you on that day. Your maidservant will not work for you on that day, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. Now let's back up and stop and look at it for a moment.
All right.
Who has manservants?
Come on.
Who?
Are you afraid to say it?
No, he's not a white man.
Who has manservants? Who has maidservants? And he has all of the oxes and the asses too.
That's right.
Right?
Yes,
that's a donkey. And he rides his donkeys. He rides them till they sweat.
That's right. Go ahead.
It says, nor the stranger that is within his gate. Who's the stranger within the gates of the white man? Genesis the 15th chapter, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th verses tell us of a people that would be in bondage in a strange land among a strange people for 400 years. And you know that that's got to be talking about us. It's something strange about America. In fact, everything is strange about America, and there's something strange about the white man. In fact, everything is strange about the white man. He calls himself the Odd Fellow. He even has lodges that call the Odd Fellow's Lodge. Well, how you gonna argue with a man who calls himself the Odd Fellow? He knows himself. He says he's the Odd Fellow. Here we are looking at this condition as the Bible bears witness to our condition. It gives us the problems that we are facing, and then it gives us the solutions to those problems right here in the Bible. But can we allow Reverend Chickenfoot to lead us after he comes from the theological cemetery? Or do we need someone that God has raised in our midst in the final days of the white man's world? We're living at the end of the white man's world. Oh, I don't mean Manhattan Island is going to blow up. I don't mean that America is going to explode, but the end of the white man's world. You got all kinds of worlds. You got the sports world. You got the music world. You got the underworld. Huh? We're talking about the white man's world. An end to this age, an end to this dispensation in time, an end to the way things are run as we have come to know it in the world today. An end to the world. Otherwise, God has no reason to blow up the planet Earth. He set the planet Earth on a course, and it still bows and bends and yields and submits to the divine will and dictate of Almighty God. He set it on a course and it moves at 1,037 and a third miles per hour. It doesn't pick up a second, nor does it lose a second. It goes and moves according to the law under which he created it, and it bows to his will. Nothing is as rebellious as the white. Everything that God says thou shall not do, the white man says, gee whiz, buddy, it's all right. Come on, try it. You like it, baby. It's okay. Gee whiz, you guys are too rigid. You only live once, man. Come on. You know the Chuck talks like that. I'm talking about arrested, you acting like you don't know them. That's why we don't allow no white folks in here. Because if we had white folks in here, you'd be looking all behind you and wondering what Bob and Bill and Larry and Susie and Cindy might be thinking. So this is a family meeting. We don't allow white folks in here. We don't have no Chinese. We don't have no Japanese. We don't have no Vietnamese. We don't have no Koreans. We don't have no French. We don't have no English. We don't have no Dutch, no Greek, no Greek. We don't have none of them in here. Nobody but the black man and the black woman. Listen, the people of God. You're the only ones that we allow in here. This is your meeting hall. This is your liberty hall. This is your freedom hall. This is your independence hall. This is your constitutional convention. If you're going to get free at all, it's going to be here. If you're going to get free at all, it's going to be under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan is the man today. Not the white man, but Farrakhan. Who's the man? Who? What's his name? Say it again. One more time. Is that him? Oh, Farrakhan is the man. That's the man today. Why do I remind you that Farrakhan is the man? Why do I have you to say to yourself that Farrakhan is the man? Because this white man is so slick and so quick until he can steal your language right off of the tip of your tongue that you don't even know it's gone. He can steal a thought right out of the middle of your head and you don't even know that it's gone. In fact, you not only don't know it's gone, hell, you don't even know you had it. So unless we keep Farrakhan on your mind, keep Elijah on your mind, and the God of Elijah and Farrakhan, who came to Detroit, Michigan, in the person of a man named Master Barack Muhammad. Are we going to keep you on that one Sunday soon? So bring all your Sunni Muslim friends up. Bring all your Shia Muslims up. Bring all your Ahmadiyya Muslims up. Bring them all out. Bring the goddamn email. Bring them all. Don't make no sense. Bring them all. Oh, in fact, bring anybody you want to, as long as they look like us. If they look like us, they welcome here. We don't care if they speak with a Spanish accent, they're our brother. We don't care if they speak with a French accent, they're our brother, our sister. We don't care what kind of accent they speak with, because we know that the white man has scattered our people throughout the ends of the earth. And we say to all of our brothers and sisters that the same dog that bit you bit us too. So it makes no difference what language we come in. Because these languages belong to him anyway. We're not letting no language divide us. No. We are in Babylon. Babylon, America. And the number of this Babylon is 666. 6,000 years ago, the white man came into existence. I don't care what you say. The white man ain't been here no longer than 6,000 years. He's a Johnny come lately who just got here the other day. He's a baby on our planet. That's why he runs all over the earth talking about he's discovering things. That's just like my little 5-year-old son, Farrakhan. Maybe when he's 2 years old, might go to the closet and open the closet door and see racks of shoes and everything there. And he run and say, look, Daddy, look, Mommy, look what I discovered. Well, for him, it's a discovery. But we put the shoes in the closet, little baby Farrakhan. We put the clothes in the closet. We put the closet in the closet. We built the room and we built the house, and it's our land that you stand. hand tonight. He might go to the kitchen and open up the kitchen cabinet and the pots fall out. Not that it's a junky cabinet. But he'd go in and open up the cabinet and the pots fall out. He said, look. Look what I discovered. For little Farrakhan, baby Farrakhan, at 2 years old or a year or whatever, he's a baby in the house. He just got there. He's running all over discovering things. And so the white man in 1492. They say Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. I know you know that. You can recite it. Christopher Columbus discovered America in 1492. That's the actual facts, right? The student enrollment, right? In 1492. You can say it. But look, Chris and the boys, they were babies. They were half doing it. Not all the way. I just dropped a half out there for the bean soup and the bean pie scientists. Got to have a little bit of something for everybody. Everybody else might have missed that, but they were half doing it. They weren't doing it all the way. We're going to the half part another time. But let's deal with the whole picture right now. They didn't discover nothing. They thought the earth was flat. Isabella or Isabel or whatever her name was, she thought the earth was flat. I'm telling you that if this girl had to go to the toilet, if it looked like it was too close to the horizon, this girl would just hold it. She wouldn't go to the toilet because she thought she was going to fall off the earth on the way to the toilet. Her and Chris would just look at each other and hold it or do it on themselves right there. We already knew the earth was round. And he had three ships, the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. The lead ship was named after a black man named Pedro de Nina. And Pedro de Nina was a navigator of the high seas. He was a mathematician and an astronomer. Chris and Isabel would still be the hell over there if we wouldn't have let them out of there. Told us they were going, they gave us the wrong direction. They ain't wanted to go one place. He'll end up in another place. He didn't give us the right direction. All they had to do was tell us where he wanted to go. We would have took the man where he wanted to go. But they say that they discovered America. Hell, you're going to discover something that somebody else already living there. That's a baby talking. That's a baby's mind. That's a childish mentality. And the white man has only been here 6,000 years.
That's all.
That's like me going out there on 95 and finding a Rolls Royce that had a flat tire out on 95, and the people went to go get the tire fixed, and we jump out the keys in there, and we go and get a tire, fix the flat so the people can get back and jump in the Rolls Royce and start riding down 95. Heading for the turnpike somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And the white folks pull us on. Sirens screaming and lights flashing. And they pull us over and say, get out of the car, buddy. You know how they triple. Get out of the car, buddy. And we step out of the car and say, wait a minute, officer. You got this all wrong. We've discovered this Rolls Royce as we were going down 95. They would put us under the jailhouse. Say, nigga, you crazy. You don't discover no Rolls Royce, nigga. Then you know this Rolls Royce belonged to somebody else. But the white man can come over here and discover America with the Indian and the black man and black woman already here. I know you got some groups that say we don't have no claim to no states in America because the Indian was already here. But I guess what they don't know is that the Indian was black when he left where he left from and black when he got here. I guess they don't know that. Not only don't they know that, I know Dr. Ivan Van Sertima wrote the book, They Came Before Columbus, talking about us. But he could change the title of the book and call it, They Came Way Before Columbus. So we came here way before Columbus. You know what I'm talking about. Huh? Don't you? All
right. I thought you did. He discovered America with all these people here. When he takes something, when he steals something, when he rusts something, when he robs something, when he bum rushes somebody's place and just wipes out whatever they got and run off with it, it's called a discovery. When he has a riot, it's called a Boston Tea Party. These Beckerwoods have a straight out riot in a harbor and tear up a damn ship, and they call it a tea party. Can you imagine? Call it a tea party.
That's right.
Makes no sense at all. When they wipe out the Indians on TV, it's a victory. But if the Indians wipe them out, it's a massacre. I mean, this guy is forever playing word games. He's just the devil. As I said, he's the first friendly action. I have to say it. I know it makes some of you uneasy, but I have to say it just every now and then. I have to say it because I believe you should remind yourself. Remind yourself to remember, to remember, to remember. Just so you won't forget that the white man is not a devil, but the white man is the devil. You wouldn't be here if some devil had brought you here. Harlem wouldn't be run down if some devil hadn't put us in this condition. Bronx, Brooklyn, none of it would be run down. Watts in Los Angeles, sections of Detroit, South Side, West Side of Chicago. It wouldn't be run down if some devil hadn't put us in this position. I know some of you love them. Lord have mercy, child. I just love everybody. I don't care what them old Farrakhan and Elijah Mohammed people say. I just love everybody. Lord have mercy, child. I just can't hate nobody. But you hate your black self. If you didn't hate your black self, you wouldn't wear a scary curl. You'd wear it the way God gave it to you. You'd wear a button saying, I'm nappy, and I'm happy. If you didn't hate yourself, you wouldn't wear blonde. Blondes have more fun, and you ain't having no fun. What Spike Lee calls wannabe. Girl, you know you're a jigaboo, and we love jigaboos. Don't we love these jigaboos? Because this is God's woman. And when we say jigaboo, we mean you got that strong hat. Like our women got that good hat. Ain't that right? We got good hair too. I got some. I haven't spent some minutes this morning. I just wear it bald. If I let it grow out, I got good hair too. I'm gonna stand up too. With my hair just like yours. We say we love everybody, but we hate ourselves. Can you imagine a fellow moon walking across the stage and take scissors up and cut his nose off and try to make his nose pointed like the white man? Have him to break his jaws and try to take the high cheekbones out. Take shots and try to take the color out of his skin. Take some hormone shots and try to take the male out of his makeup. White folks just made them a product. Neither black nor white, neither male nor female. Just for everybody. Whatever's your thing, I got it for you. I got a product for you.
All right.
Should wear a stamp on his head saying, Made in America. Yes, yes. That's the way it was made. That's the way it was made. Made in America. We need to get the captain and some of the lieutenants. Let's get another 100 people in here. We got some more space. Let's get some men out and comb the streets and put everybody in. They either have to come in or fight. Bring them in. No, don't jump on them. But tell them to get several men, about 10 to 20 together, and just comb the streets all around. Let's bring another 100 in.
Yes, sir.
Raise the dead by the thousand. That's our job today. 6,000 years ago, the white man came onto our planet. A new man, a baby on our planet. I believe it was the anthropologist Margaret Mead who did study on this. The anthropologists Dr. L.S.B. Leakey and Dr. Richard Leakey, they let it leak out. And they went out in search of the origin of man, and they didn't spend any time in Europe. They didn't spend much time in Asia. They went into Africa and found the remains of a black person that represented over 1,750,000 years of existence on Africa. And went back and found out that even that black person had a mama and had a daddy. Found the remains of another one that represented 2 million years of existence, 3 million years of existence, 4 million years of existence, 5 million years of existence. All they can say about that black man is he was, he is, and he shall be. He's from everlasting to everlasting, and the black woman is from everlasting to everlasting. You can't find your and my birth record. We have no birth record. But the white man just got here a little over 6,000 years ago. And it is written in the scripture, 6 days, as I said earlier, shall thy work, O man. We're nearing our conclusion and do all our work, but on the seventh day you will be put to rest. And 2 Peter 3:8 teaches us, dearly beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day with the Lord equals 1,000 years, and 1,000 years equals one day. 6,000 years. The white man was given to rule and dominate the darker people of the earth. But the white man's time is up. And the only thing that stands between the general resurrection and rise of the black man and woman and the destruction of the white man's world is Uncle Mose and Aunt Jemima. Uncle Mose and Aunt Jemima just won't get up. Amos and Andy just won't get up. The little rascals just won't get up. But I say to you today, we must get up. This is the time and the hour of the resurrection and the judgment of God Almighty. The harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. And when the harvest is ripe, we have to work fast, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan says. And our people are more ready today than they have ever been before at any time in history. When the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey came on the scene, when Prophet Noble Drew Ali came on the scene, when Minister Malcolm X was on the scene, under the guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad on the scene, the door had to be opened. Our people's eyes had to be opened. But now our people's eyes are, many of them, their eyes are already open. Some of you who haven't joined yet, your eyes are wide open. You're not dead anymore. You're just playing possum. You're just pretending to be asleep. But many of you can do this better than some of us up here. And it's time that you pick up your bed and walk. Because I'm not going to let you remain asleep in your casket. I'm going to continue to knock on your casket and tap dance on your casket. I'm not going to let you sleep in peace, not in New York. You got to get up in New York City, because we're going to blow the trumpet in New York City. And when we blow the trumpet, you won't be able to remain asleep. You might want to pull the cover over your head. But we're going to shake the bed. As the scripture says, the bed is too narrow and the cover is too short. You're not going to be able to hide. Say, I went to the rock to hide my face. And even the rock was crying out, ain't no place. You got to get on to Elijah. You got to get on to Farrakhan. Farrakhan is calling you today, black woman. Farrakhan is calling you today, black man. You to the way and the path that God has set through his servant
the hell out of hell. You gotta get the hell out of hell, black woman. Get the hell out of hell. One day I'm gonna teach a subject on get the hell out of hell. We gotta talk about that one day. Get the hell out of hell. But right now we're talking about this man, not this man here. But this man who's been here for 6,000 years only, and it took approximately 600 years to make him. If you will get, and we have some on hand, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's great and illuminating book, Message to the Black Man in America, beginning on page 103, The Maning of the Devil. Then you will learn the special birth control sex and genetic engineering process that went into the making of the white man. Now notice I didn't say into the creating of the white man. I didn't say into the creation of the white man, because so teaches Elijah Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan that there's a difference between that which is made and that which is created. That which is created is willed into existence. It has no pattern to follow. The Holy Quran says, say, kun fire kun. What did he say? What did he say? One more time. Let me hear it again. Be, and it is. And he willed it into existence. And when we study the ancient Kemetic teachings of the authoritative utterance of Ptah at the beginning of the universe, when he willed and called it into existence, when we go back all the way to the root of it and understand that that which is created is willed and pulled and brought into existence by the authoritative utterance of the divine, supreme, creative force and energy and power of the universe. Huh? Hey, tell them, go get some more. We got some more space in here. We want every crack and cranny in the room filled. Is that all right? We want to rock the house. What we want to do? What we want to do? What we going to do? We got to rock the house. We got to pump it up. What we going to do? What we going to do? What we going to do? We got to pump it up. Our people are waiting for us out there. They're depending on us out there. We got to rock the house and pump it up. I'm almost finished. We're going to get you out of this oven. But in a few days, we'll have an air-conditioned place. Huh? We got to have an air-conditioned place. Good heating in the wintertime and good air in the summertime. Huh? We got to get the hell out of here. If you ain't got no money, broke as hell. If it's hot and you ain't got no air, you hot as hell. If it's wintertime and you ain't got no heat, you cold as hell. If you hungry, no food, you hungry as hell. If you think this white man is going to just let you get out of this condition without you going through Farrakhan and Elijah, you crazy as hell. Jesus is black and God is black and the Holy Ghost is black. I knew lightning was going to strike him. You know, the only lightning that's striking in here today is the lightning truth from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. The only thunder that's striking in here is the clapping of the truth against the lie that the white man has put in your head. That's the only thunder you got to worry about. That thunder out there is taking care of what it's supposed to take care of. And the lightning out there is flashing where it's supposed to flash, and it's hitting what it's supposed to hit. Huh? So you ain't got to be scared in here. If anything, the thunder was clapping with you. You heard of the clap of the thunder, haven't you? Yeah, well, the thunder was clapping with you as you were roaring in here, enjoying yourself with the roar of elephant laughter. That was the thunder roaring with you. So a white man created 6,000 years ago. It took approximately 600 years. We won't go into the details at this time, but we will teach a subject on that. But we will even go into the spiritual aspect of it even deeper than just teaching the physical aspect of it. 6,000 years, 600 years to make him, 200 years to get the brown man and woman out of the black man, 200 years to get the yellow man and the yellow woman out of the brown man and woman coming out of the black man and woman. You say, y'all still teaching that?
Yes,
sir. I got something for you, Jim.
Come on.
When they were teaching this in this city was rocking. When they were teaching this in this city, there was a black man named Minister Malcolm X who was teaching that in this city. There was a black man named Minister Louis Farrakhan that was teaching this teaching in this city. When you were teaching this teaching, you had a roof over your head. When you were teaching this teaching, you had a dome on top of it. When you were teaching this teaching, you had restaurants, you had bakeries, you had warehouses, you had trucks rumbling over the highway, you had airplanes in the street. When you were teaching this teaching, you were not down, you were up. You want me to teach them high science and mysticism? Huh? Some Shazam. Some hocus pocus. Some bleach. You don't want no reality. We got some whoosh for you. You just keep coming back. We got plenty of whoosh. We got to put your feet on the ground, so we got to start out with both feet on the ground first. All right, we got some for all the same. You got some you think is heavier than what we're teaching here, bring them here. I told you, bring us all of your kiddie Quran quotas and all your baby Bible babblers. We'll handle your baby Bible babblers and your kiddie Quran quotas. Any of you, bring them here. This is the place for them. And if you think you got a cracker that's good enough, you can't bring him here, but we'll set up a big hall somewhere out in the city and we'll debate any cracker you got in. If you don't know no crackers, bring us a peck of wood. We'll just take a peck of wood. Any of us be
great.
But now, it was prophesied that this people would rule over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing that crawls upon the earth for 6 days or 6,000 years. This made man in the book of Genesis, not created but made. That which is made has a pattern to follow. Genesis, the first chapter, talking about how in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And it goes on to tell you how he separated this from that, and how he separated the waters from the firmament and the day from the night, and how he called the alternation and the seasons and all of that. All of this God does alone. How he willed the sun into existence. 853,000 miles in diameter. Approximately 2,679,785 miles in circumference. Burning at the terrific temperature of 14,072 degrees Fahrenheit. And all he said was, kumpaya kum. And it is. Willed it into existence. Don't you be surprised about that. When you look at these crackers, skyscrapers here, that's a cracker that came out of his mind and went into wielded from the natural raw materials and resources of the earth, dug them up in a raw form and wielded into existence. He started, it was nothing but dust and powder. He started, and now it's a mighty structure that he has to bend it back to to see the top of it. But I'm telling you that your mother and your father, your foremother and your forefather, they were able to will the Son into existence. You say, wait a minute, man, I can't even get to the subway without getting lost. How in the world are you going to tell me that somebody willed something in the Son into existence from my family? Wheels into existence. It tells you that our God, and we are made in the image and after the likeness of that same God.
That's right.
The same power that set the universe in motion is the same power that's in you, Black.
That's right.
I said the same power that set the universe in motion is the same power that's in you, Black.
Right.
The same God force is in you.
That's right.
And if a universe could be willed into existence, you mean we can't will Harlem back to life?
Right.
If a universe could be willed into existence, you mean we can't will our people into power?
Right.
No, it's just that you don't have faith. You don't have the will, and in some cases, you don't have the skill.
Right.
But you come to the right place to get the will. End of skill. Not coming from me, but it's coming from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and he got it from a little Black man from Sandersville, Georgia, named the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praise to you, Allah. We gotta wrap this thing up. We gotta wrap it up.
Come on, brother.
That's right. Fill up the aisles. Fill them up. Don't tell nobody. Don't try to fool me now. Don't take a few from over there and fill them up over here. No, let's fill it up, showing up, as they say. I mean, it's a good try, though. No, let's take 20 more men out. And let's go get 100 Black men and women off of the streets. We're not going to ride over our people in the streets. We're going to stop and get our people up out of the mud. Get them up out of the gutter. We have to get down on the ground with them and sit down there with our suit on or with our long dress on. A sister get down with another sister and talk to the sister in the mud. Get used to smelling the wine on her breath, on his breath, huh? Get used to them nodding on you. They be heavy when they nod. I mean, they start with them heavy points on you and go, so, Jim. And so. I mean, they don't even break their stride. They pick right up at the same point. Now they got all this ice and crack and all this other stuff.
Yes, sir.
Cocaine, and you notice it's white.
Right.
And the white man know the condition he put our minds in.
Right.
I'm telling you, if the ice was white, if the crack was white, if the coke was white, you wouldn't have to worry about no Black people taking it. You can hear them all over Harlem and all over New York City. Man, I ain't putting that Black stuff in my nose. It was Black. If it's Black, you hear what I'm saying? I ain't putting that Black stuff in my mouth. I ain't smoking that Black stuff. I ain't shooting up that Black stuff. So it's got to be white. We don't mind taking in some white death. But we reject anything that's Black. Anything that's Black, you reject. So we were under this man, or we have been under him, for 6,000 years, as the Bible says. And it took 600 years for him to come into power. It was approximately 59,999 with the one who was responsible for it all that made 60,000.
Yes, sir. Beautiful.
Why don't you step down one step, beloved? Thank you, sir. I don't want brother to go away. You see, brothers and sisters, these brothers that you see and the beautiful sisters that you see, the handsome brothers, they're here to help you. I mean, if you need to go to the men's room or the ladies' room, they're here to courteously and politely
I'll show you where to go. If you need a drink of water, if you need something, they're here to help you. They're also up here to stop you from hurting yourself on your way up here, trying to stop us from telling the truth up here. But they're up here to help you in any way. Anything they can do for you, they're up here to assist you. If you need assistance, when you come up here and you shouldn't be up here, they will assist you back to your seat quickly. They are trained in this. They're urchins. I guess you would call them urchins. And they sure know how to urge. They're urchins. 60,000 in the making of this white man. And they were given 6 ounces of grafted brain.
Right.
Teach that wisdom. 6 ounces. I forgot how to make the ounce. OZ. OZ. Yeah, 6 ounces of grafted brain. And in their having the 6 ounces of grafted brain, they have ruled over us for the past 6,000 years with this little knowledge. You will notice that the so-called Jew, and that's what I got to call him, so-called Jew, the Johnny Come Lately Jew, we're the real Jew. You're looking at the real Jew right here. You're looking at the real Hebrew right here. We are the Hebrew Israelites. You wanted to go to the Hebrew Israelite temple, you're already there. You wanted to go where the black Hebrews are? This is it right here. You see, Elijah Muhammad, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the honorable Farrakhan, they teach us root knowledge. They don't teach us branch knowledge. They teach us root knowledge. And when you know root knowledge, you can go down the trunk of the tree of wisdom to the root that pulls it all together. We are the black Christians. We follow the black Jesus. We follow the black revolutionary Messiah that the world has been waiting for. We are the black Hebrews. Hebrew means one who has crossed over. And we have crossed over from darkness into light. We have crossed over from weakness into strength. We have crossed over from being the white man nigger into God's man and woman once again the way he created us. We are the original African Hebrew Israelite nation. We are the black Hebrews. We are the ones that are prophesied in the scripture as being the chosen people of God. But this Johnny Come Lately Jew, this New York City slicker Jew, yeah, that's him. I'm talking about Mr. Goldstein, Mr. Goldberg, huh? Mr. Goldsmith, Mr. Rubenstein, Mr. Silversmith, Mr. Silverstein. Why they call them Goldstein and Rubenstein and Silverstein? Why can't I even wear a watch or wear a ring? Or why can't the sisters wear a necklace or a bracelet without us calling it jewelry?
Go ahead.
Jewelry. You say it real quick and real slick and real proper. Jewelry. It's jewelry. That's why he's called Rubenstein, Goldstein, Silverstein, because he's Professor Griff was right. Republic enemy Professor Griff didn't lie. He stole the gold. He stole the silver. He stole the rubies, and he's stealing in South Africa right now and all over Africa right now. Your gold, my gold, your silver, my silver, your rubies and my rubies. That's why he's called Gold Stein and Silverstein and Rubenstein. Well, you will reap. This Johnny Come Lately imposter Jew went into Africa, studied the Kunti, what the white man called the pyramid. But when you study the Medunetta, study the what? The who? What? One more time. Study the Medunetta. When you study the Medunetta, what the white man calls
hieroglyphics. When you study the nature of things, because the term nature comes from the term nature.
Go ahead. Break it down.
You with me?
Yes, sir.
Church say amen.
Amen.
Hey, church say amen again.
Amen.
Church say amen one more time.
Amen.
They took the Kunti, the pyramid, which is the key to the ancient wisdom and the ancient greatness of the black man and woman when we were in our glory. Took it and studied the mathematical and geometrical principles behind it. Studied the high science and the deep wisdom behind it. Studied and then turned it around and turned it upside down and tried to turn it against us. Now the six-pointed star belongs to us as well as the five-pointed star. All the stars belong to us because we are the stars of God. But there's another meaning with this star other than that. And that is that they took it and turned it around and turned it upside down and turned the wisdom of the original black man and the original black woman around and upside down and against us. And here you have one, two, three, four, five, six smaller pyramids in the big one that was superimposed over the other one. Turned it around. This Johnny come lately imposter Jew now has this on his flag. On his rag. That old Ashkenazi Jew. Ashkenazi Jew. The European Jew. That old one that came out of the caves and hills of Europe and came in among our people, and whatever customs and lifestyle they saw us with already, they adopted it, and some of it they corrupted. Most of it they corrupted. They're not the original Jew. You are the original Arab. You got some fools walking around New York City in the wintertime with ice and snow on the ground with some sandals on, some rag bed sheet and a pillowcase wrapped around them, telling them, Alhamdulillah. I heard that you got Negroes in this town that attack Louis Farrakhan. I heard that you got Negroes in this town that say Louis Farrakhan teaches shirk, a belief in gods besides Allah. I heard you got some Negroes in this town that run their mouth. And I'm telling you that you ain't got but a few more days to run your mouth, because if you talk ill of Farrakhan in a few days, we will beat the hell out of you. God, we will storm your headquarters and turn it to the goddamn. You may not love Farrakhan, but you damn sure will respect him in New York. You'll either love him or you'll respect him. And if you want to reject him, you'll do it, but you won't do it in no disrespectful way. Because he's a man who doesn't attack any of you. He's a humble man. He's a submissive man. He's a man that loves black people no matter what you believe in. He loves every one of you. So you're going to keep your mouth off of Louis Farrakhan. Yes, you are. So it's all over. You will love Farrakhan, because it will be Farrakhan who will have to call us off of your behind. You can't raise Harlem up unless you got some stormtroopers. We need mighty men. We need strong men. We need men that when you walk on the pavement in Harlem, you make the pavement crack. Cement curl under your feet. Men who know how to heal and men who know how to kill. hands behind us. Buck dancing, shuffling, scratching, bootlicking, bamboozling, Uncle Tom Negro. White man's nigger in the hip pocket of his shoe. Condemned our leader every day and repudiated him every day, and the goddamn Jews still didn't vote for the nigger. He's serving notice on all these Negroes, Charlie Rangel and all of them. Damn it, you're not going to say nothing about Trump. When the Jews call you and ask you what you got to say about Farrakhan, if you ain't got nothing good to say about him, you ain't going to say nothing. I'm telling you, black man, these Negroes fear the white man. These Negroes fear the Jews. But you got to make them fear you the way they fear them. They fear you, then they will dance to your tunes. Come on, 6 ounces of grass is bread. Let me have 6 more minutes. 6 more minutes and I'll wrap this thing up. Chance a long time ago, taking no prisoners. Because when we let these Negroes get away with this stuff and don't say nothing and don't do nothing, they think it's all right. It's the same with Keep Hope Alive. Keep Hope Alive. Justice, justice. Another fuck dancing nigga for the white man. You tell about a rainbow and the white man has got rainbow. These Negroes clowning and the white man is cloning. Negro moonwalking and the white man walking on the moon. I don't know what you came for, but I'm Farrakhan's man. Yeah, but if you don't dig him, stay the hell away from me. If you got a problem with him, you got a problem with me. Yep. I'm Farrakhan's man 100%. I've always been there. I was his man when he was down. I ain't just with him on the upstroke. I was with him when he was down. I was with him when he didn't have no father. I walked with him every day with my pistol to blow the hell out of anybody. When he didn't have nothing, I'm definitely with him now that he's on the swing, and it's a divine swing by Almighty God, Allah's permission, and it's cutting two ways, both ways. I'm with him. I'm Farrakhan's man. If you don't remember my name, just say that far.
wild card man. And he didn't give me the name, and I got bold enough and had it monogrammed on my cup. He saw it. He said, "Brother, I noticed you have you're wearing fire card on your cup." I said, "Oh yes, sir, brother minister. I'm not being rebellious." I said, "It's not really a name. It's just a relationship between two men who are in a circle." I told the laborers, I might as well tell all of you, hell, you ain't got to test me. I've been thoroughly tested. That's how I got here. That I had to pass the test in order to get here. Now, this ain't no plaything. This is the last go-round. This is the anchor leg. This is it. He said, "Oh, he'll be gone in 6 months like the rest of them. I'll be so-and-so if that's true." Expletive deleted. I will be, by God's grace, by God's permission, I will be here. Will you be here? Will you be here? Will we have many more? Ever here is, because this here is history in a few days. So where we go, we can't meet in here. Tell them to take 10 more men and go get 25 more men off the street. They're looking for somewhere to go right now. They ain't got nowhere to go. They don't know what to do. They're looking for somebody who would show them the way. They're just standing around, hanging around, waiting for somebody to walk up and tap them on the shoulder. So come on, go with me, brother. Salam alaikum. I'm your brother, man. Come on and go with me. We need 25, 30 more in here. Can we get them in? Have to line them up right here. We ain't worried about it. Ain't nobody gonna do nothing to us. We ain't got to be scared of our people. If anybody get this close and try stuff, we beat the hell out of them and throw them out of this damn window. Very quickly, and we'll finish this up. Next Sunday is part three, and it's the last part of this. We'll cover a little bit more. He was created. He was made. He was made. You weren't going to let me get away with that, no. You were going to say what I thought you said. That's why I have you to repeat, because this ain't just a session for me to rap. This is a session for you to learn. This is a session for you when you leave out of here to go and teach what you heard here. When you get the tapes of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, of Minister Kareem Muhammad, Minister Kevin Muhammad, Minister Conrad Muhammad, Minister James Muhammad, Minister Haq Muhammad, Minister Muhammad Abdullah, Minister, what's your name, working in the prison, Black? Brother Nelson. What's your name? Brother Roland Muhammad. When you get these tapes, then you study them. Study them. Tapes of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We will have them here for you. Study them. But I have you to repeat so that it's like a lesson. It's like a class. And when you go out, you'll bring 10 with you, 20 with you, because you'll be able to teach them when you go out in the street. Go and teach today. Go and get your people today. Next Sunday, let's make it so we can't even get in here next Sunday. Let's have a line all down the hall, all down the steps, all out on the sidewalk. And if we have to, we'll just go outside next Sunday and have to meet outdoors. If we're too small in here, we'll go outside. Is it all right if we go outside next Sunday? So let's start in here, and if it's too full, we'll go on outside. We can make it full. Our people are looking for somewhere to go. They tired of Reverend Pigfoot, Reverend Toledo, Reverend Sunday Fried Chicken Eater, Reverend Hog Maw with the chitlin juice running down his jaw. They tired of it. They're tired and sick and tired of being tired. They're ready to get up. Because it's wake-up time. There it is. A man under the number 6 and marked by the number 6, made through a special law of sex and birth control. That is made under special law of what? Sex in Latin is sin.
Break it down. And everything that the white man sells, he sells it under the number six. He sells it under sex. It can be a car. He'll put a big leg, big buttermilk complexion leg white woman in there, and this big leg white woman will stick that buttermilk leg out of the car. You ain't looking at the stick shift. You ain't looking at the stereo, not a radio. You looking at the beat leg. You stick her leg out, and you say, that's the car I want. You think the leg come with the car. It's subliminal suggestion. It's hidden. Van Packard called it hidden persuasion. Huh? He sells it with sex. He's running a special on the airlines. He puts some half-naked white girls on with a sexy voice like he's going to call on a 900 number and she's going to talk crazy to you. He puts a white girl on the airline commercial. She said, I'm Susie. Fly me. I'm Jane. Fly me to Chicago. If he's selling a bed or a mattress, he'll put a half-naked white woman laying on the bed and she'll say, you must buy the sleep easy mattress. We sleep easy. Take it off. Take it off. Everything he sells it with sex. Under the number six. Sells it with six. You were not here, some of you, last Sunday. His capital is Washington, D.C. 500 plus 100 in Roman numerals equal what? 600. His address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. D.C. is District of Columbia.
Break it down.
Wake them up.
That's right.
Go ahead. We did it last Sunday. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. District of Columbia, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, D.C., 500 and 106, Revelation 13 and 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Everywhere the white man goes, six follows him every way he goes. White woman says she want a man, but she wants him to be tall, dark, and handsome, 6 feet tall. But I'm already taken. She wants him to be 6 feet tall. When you die, six pallbearers carry the casket, and they bury you 6 feet in the ground. Huh? Is that right? Oh, you done got hot. You done got tired. You don't want to hear the rest of this. This is too many sixes, this list I got here, to keep you here the rest of the evening. We can finish all the sixes up next Sunday. But let's have at least, not next Sunday, but let's at least have 66 more people than we got here today. You think we can do that? Brothers and sisters, I thank you for being as kind and as attentive as you have been. And I pray, Almighty God, Allah, that you will listen to the voice of Elijah in your midst. Coming from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, God has chosen you to be his people. He intends that you no longer be the tail, but that you be the head. And he has decided that you are to come from the bottom rail and be brought to the top, and that he is going to take the last and make them first. And you know ain't nobody behind us. And he's going to take the first and make them last. And Almighty God has chosen you as his people. And so it is our job and our work today to make ourselves ready to study the word of God, strengthen our will, strengthen our devotion, our commitment, and our dedication, and learn to get into the spirit of God, into the mind of God. And as we do that, we, New York City, the heartbeat of the black movement, the capital of the world, outside of Chicago. Gotta get that straight quick. But the leader said it was the capital of the world. I'm only quoting him. You heard him say that. He said, as New York goes, so goes the nation, as you heard Brother Minister Kareem say. And I want you to know that this brother did a mighty work in this city. And when the word gets out that he's back in New York City, it'll be twice this many here overnight. Yes, it will. When they hear that young Conrad Muhammad is smoking, because he got the youth.
Right.
He is the national official. He is the national student and youth representative.
Right.
Not over those children. He ain't over those children. He's over the youth and the students. And he's got a whole lot of to tell everybody else, whether you're a youth or whether you're a student or not,
right,
because they're all babies in the knowledge of self.
That's right.
And when this young man gets to preaching, I mean, the dead can't do nothing but get up.
That's right.
And you got them all up here. Great ministers and great teachers.
That's right.
Brother Minister Hock has been on the trail a long time. I remember when he was Captain Kadhafi. That was his name, Captain Kadhafi. So you know what he got in his mind. And we've got to go to the areas where our Spanish-speaking brothers and sisters are and back Brother Minister Muhammad Abdullah up and get them up. They are our chicken skin. And our brothers and sisters are flushing our flesh. We got to get with our brother and go into the prisons. The minister told me he wants me to go into every prison.
That's right.
We got to go into all the prisons.
That's right.
And rock the house.
That's right.
What we going to do in the prison?
Rock the house.
What we going to do in the prison?
Rock the house.
What we going to do?
Rock the house.
We got to go into prison.
That's right.
Rock the house.
That's right.
We got to have Muslims all over the prison.
That's right.
Not that other stuff.
That's right.
I'm talking about the real deal.
That's right.
But a Muslim is a Muslim if a Muslim will act like a Muslim.
That's right.
There's only one God, only one Allah, one Muslim.
That's right.
But when you fight us, you got to expect a fight.
Gotta
have a fight on your head.
That's right.
Oh, I wish we could hit 125th Street today, but it's too wet.
Yes.
Too slippery.
Yes.
The weather is too inclement.
No.
We fair weather soldiers, are we?
Yes,
are we?
Yes,
that's the ideal weather before this machine moves, right?
Yes,
I mean, we can only move when the sun is shining, right?
Yes,
cloudy day, we got to stay in, right?
Yes, come on, brother. Let's go.
Don't we? Yes,
come on. Come on,
brother. Ain't nobody on 125th Street when it's raining, is it?
Yes,
some people on 125th Street in the rain, they ain't got nowhere else to go. Right?
Yes.
I think at least even if we don't go on 125th Street, even if we don't do what we did last Sunday, we got to make a presence.
Yes.
We got to go know we're here.
Yes.
Is that all right?
Yes, that's right.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Where's Doug E. Fresh?
Yes, Doug.
What? There he is, our mighty black man. Our mighty black brother. I'm going to say this to Brother Doug. I'm going to say this to you. My brother, with the talent that Almighty God, Allah, has given to you, in this hour that is most critical and crucial for the rise of our people, I think it was Frantz Fanon who said in either the wretched of the earth or black-skinned white man. I think it's the wretched of the earth. He says that it is the duty of every generation
That's right.
to determine
yes, what its rendezvous with destiny is, what it's supposed to be doing. This is the best generation, Brother Doug, that we have ever produced. And I believe that if we would stand up with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in this hour, I believe that we would have a general resurrection of our people almost overnight. If all the rappers would stand up. I was with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in Philadelphia the other night, in the room way over in the night with Brother Chuck D and Brother, I don't know, was Slade there? Here's Brother James right here, one of the mighty F1Ws. Come on up. Every time I see you, come on up. And all the F1Ws and Brother Chuck D, they were with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I hope they're going to work on this new one that the minister has on separation and reparation, where he says, add it up. Do what?
Add it up.
He talks about all that the white man has taken from us, and he says, add it up. Say, after 400 years of so-and-so, 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 add it up. We got Sister Lisa Williams. Where is Sister Lisa Williams? Go ahead, Black. Here's your Black, Sister Lisa. Come on up here, Sister Lisa. They tell me Sister Lisa can rock the house. What can she do? What can she do? Sister Lisa, let me say this to you while I'm saying it to Brother Doug, you fresh. Let me just for a moment focus on you. We need a black woman's
movement.
We need a woman's movement. Because when this woman gets all the way up, it's all the way over for the white man. When this woman gets up and you feel the fire from her soul and the fire from her spirit, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said 75% of his work and his mission is with the black woman. We need black women ministers with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. We need black women who are activists and motivators and inspirers of men, but especially women. Where are the great speakers among women? Where are the great leaders and teachers among women that are widely known throughout the black community? Where are they? Where are the strong black women who stand with Louis Farrakhan and don't fear the Jew, don't fear the Greek, don't fear the Freak, don't fear none of them? Where are they? Sister Lisa Williamson, you must stand with Minister Farrakhan. Brother Doug, you don't have no choice, you know. Destiny has called you to stand with him. I always say, if I had lived in the time of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, I would have been with Mr. God. If I would have been a rapper, I would have been rapping for God. If I would have been a student activist, male or female, I would have been male and or female and for God. Whatever the thing was. Huh? If I would have been in the time and lived in the time of Shaka Zulu, the great gorilla of the Amazulu, you wouldn't have had to beg me. If I lived in the time of Shaka Zulu, I would have been with Shaka Zulu with my zebra skin on one day and my leopard skin on the next day and my lion skin on the next day with my shield in hand and my spear in hand fighting with Shaka Zulu against our enemy. Zulu! 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 That's what you are. You're a Zulu. You're from the original nation of the tribe of Shabazz. in the veins of the tribe of Shemaiah. The blood of the Kosa, the blood of the Messiah, the blood of all of them run warm in the Europe, the Yoruba, all of them blood runs warm in the veins of Shabbat. Shabbat represents all of the tribes of Africa here in the hells of North America. So if I would have been here in the time of Shaka, I would have been moving against our enemy in South Africa. It's Shaka Zulu. If I had lived in the time of Hannibal, Brother Doug E. Fresh, Brother James, Sister Lisa, if I lived in the time of Hannibal,
go ahead.
I would have had one of the strongest, buckest elephants I could ride. I'd have been on my elephant at Hannibal's side. I wouldn't have found something else to do in Hannibal's day. Whatever my gift was, my talent was, I would have used it for Hannibal. Hannibal was the freedom fighter of the hour. And I would have wanted to be with the freedom fighter of the hour. Hannibal didn't have an extra elephant. I would have been on the back of Hannibal's elephant riding with Hannibal, moving against the pressure in Rome and southern Europe. I would have been with him. I would have lived since the least in the time of Queen Nzinga, a Queen Candace, a Queen Kangaroo. If I would have been too young or too weak myself and didn't have the leadership quality, no hang up. I would have been backing up Queen Nzinga. I would have been backing up Queen Kandasi. I would have been one of the followers of Queen Kandasi or Queen Nzinga. I ain't got no hate-ups about whether it's a woman or a man. Hell, I just want to get free. I thought I wanted to be free. That's all. Our people need you, Brother Doug. Our people got you, Brother James. They need you. Whatever time. Harriet Tubman, I would have been with half. Had me a double out floor or two or other back. I'd been walked out with half. Me and half. All over Brooklyn and Bronx, and Queens and Long Island and Harlem and all over America. Where the Nat Turners up in there? Nat Turners up in there. Oh, I gotta wrap it up, but we need you. Our people need you. Mao Zedong waged the cultural revolution in China. He made everybody that was a musician play the music of the cultural revolution. You either did that or the youth, Brother Conrad, the youth of China would roll on you. If your music didn't reflect the liberation lyrics of the revolution, if you played the piano, they'd break your face. And break your face, too. If you were an artist, your paintbrush had to make the strokes that painted a picture that inspired the people and fired their souls for liberation. I don't care what your talent was. It had to fuel the revolution. You scared of revolution? This is Harlem, ain't it? This is by any means necessary territory, ain't it? What is it? By what? By any means necessary. Peace is possible and violence is necessary. Support whatever the enemy opposes and oppose whatever the enemy supports. Is that you? We thank our guests for being here. We thank all of our guests. How many of you are here today for your first time? Hold your black hand up. Give them a hand. Give them a black hand. Beautiful. Hands down. How many of you will be back? I didn't say be black. How many will be back? Let me see your hand. Hold your black hand. How many of you will be bring somebody that looks just like you? I mean black like you. Don't bring Bob here. Don't bring Bill. We need Cindy Schumacher at home. And Kathy Snuffnickerson. Or whatever her name is. They're not welcome here. But you are welcome here. This is for you. How many of you, whether you have already accepted or not, how many of you believe what you heard today is the truth and good for the black man and the black woman? Let me see your black hand. And how many of you love America? Yeah. How many of you want to stand with America? Yeah. How many of you understand that the physics law says all energy is constant, it just changes form. Matter is neither created nor is it destroyed. So the same mark of God that it was here yesterday is back again today. The same Nat Turner that was here yesterday is back today. The same Chakadulu that was here yesterday is back today. The same Harriet Tubman and Queen and Zynga and Osagie for Plummy and Cuba and the Milk of the Brown and Patricia and the Mufa and Hannibal. Yesterday in Holocaust, all energy is constant. It just changes. All of them are back. Malcolm is back in Harlem. Malcolm is back in Harlem. You don't believe it, you'll see changes in Harlem just like when Malcolm came to Harlem. Farrakhan is back in Harlem. You don't believe it, just watch the smoke of Farrakhan and Malcolm. They're back in Harlem. They're back. I mean, it's all over now. The party is over. The fact that you don't even have to sing, church is already out. So those of you who want to stand with Farrakhan, stand up. If you're already standing, hold your hand up. If you weren't part of the one too. I want to see you. But when they sign in those who are first time. Don't they? Where's the secretary? All of those of you may be seated, let's pass the cards on each row. Brother Secretary, when they sign in, we make a distinction between first timers and visitors, don't we?
Yes, sir.
At the sign in point.
That's correct.
Okay. We have a check on it. Brother Secretary, can you just quickly just slip me the actual facts? I'd just like to take a look at it quickly just on attendance.
Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, I mean, we just had a showing up good time. Just a Bible revival for black survivors. And I thank you for being as attentive as you have been. Don't worry, we're going to get out of here soon. I don't mean just today. I mean, we're just going to get out of here, period. Out of this building. But one thing, we ought to sure be healthy.
Yes.
I mean, you got to climb a mountain to get up. You got to climb on top of the building almost from down there to get up here. You may not get any exercise during the week, but you sure will get some exercise when you come here. Then it's all therapeutic, you see. We give you good exercise. We bring you up the stairs. Then we set you in the sun, in the steam room. We're working with you and working on you. But brothers and sisters, we're going to get the hell out of here. I promise you that. What we need to do now, where is Brother Yusuf Shoji?
Right here.
As you look just like your father. Brother, I wanted to meet you. Please come out. General or something with the daddy like you got. The minister was talking about him just yesterday when we were in Atlanta. And you tell your father that we love him and tell him all of these men and many more. They await him.